Morning, brothers and sisters.
这个我们今天有很多很特别的事情，等一下要跟大家讲。
We have a lot of special things that we want to talk about today.
但是让我们先从一个故事开始讲起。
But let's start with a short story.
我不是有些人我们当中在这里比较久的人可能知道陈妈妈。
Some of us, like in here, may know Auntie Chen.
子瑜和子景的妈妈。
She's a mother of 子瑜 and 子景。
他们很久以前住在 Santa Barbara， 后来呢搬到这个 Oxnard 去了。
They lived in Santa Barbara a long time ago and then moved to Oxnard.
其实上个就是去年我们在这个跟千向城一起联合崇拜的时候，我们还在那个地方碰到他们。
We actually met them when we were having a worship in Thousand Oaks.
在陈妈妈还在我们住在 Santa Barbara 的时候呢，她都是跟我们一起到教会参加这个祷告会。
Auntie Chen used to come to the prayer meeting with us when she was still in Santa Barbara.
所以就有一次就跟平常我就去接她一起到教会。
So one time when I picked her up and we went to the church.
就跟平常一样，我们在车上就聊天，当然聊他们的这个子瑜之境，也聊我们的信仰。
We were chatting along the way as usual in the car about like their children and the faith.
然后呢，就在谈我们最后就到了教会，在停在停车场靠那个车子停在靠那个地方角落的地方。
And when we arrived at the parking lot, a church.
我们就从车子里面出来的时候。
We got out of the car.
我不记得前面讲什么，但是他出来的时候问了这个问了一个问题我到现在还记得。
And she asked me a question that I remember till today.
他问说，难道基督徒这个有好行为不是这个应该的，不是必要就是基督徒的好行为应该难道不是必要的吗？
She asked, isn't good behavior a must to be a Christian?
要是你会怎么回答呢？
What would you say if you were me?
这个我那时候这个很简单的就说那当然不需要咯。
I said no.
Well, 你们不同意吗？有没有人不同意我的回答的？
Is there anyone who doesn't agree with my idea?
有很多人摇头，很多人还举手那个不同意我说的可是等一下我要告诉你们，难道保罗不是这样子教导的吗？
I see some of you that who weren't agreeing with me, but isn't that what Paul has taught us before?
今天我们就是要看这个我们在圣经里面一段非常重要的，非常深，有在神学上有非常深远的意义的一段经文。
So today we're going to look at one of the most important verse in the Bible.
而且在圣经里面常常也是造成许多的争辩，或者是这个controversial， 我不晓得怎么讲就是 controversial 的一段的经文。
And it causes much controversial in the book of in the Bible.
我希望我们今天看雅各书的这个教导的时候，我们可以看见他的教导是我们整个的基督徒信仰里面一个非常关键的部分。
I hope today we can see how James' teaching is a key part of our Christian faith.
如果可以的话，下一次我们会更进一步的来看这一段的教导。当我们面对教会。普世教会还有整个的世界的时候，它应该怎么样被实践出来
？And next time, build on the understanding. I hope that we can talk more about how we should practice it in our lives.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们谢谢你借着主耶稣基督把我们呼召进到你自己的家中来。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for calling us into your room.
在这时候愿你的圣灵在我们当中运行。
I hope your Holy Spirit can be practiced in ours.
光照我们，让我们能够听见你借着雅各要向我们说的话。
And may the light come into us and let us listen what James has taught us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
好，我们因为有一段时间，我们今天要继续讲这个第二章的14到26，但是我们已经有一段时间没有看这个雅各书，所以让我们稍微复习一下我们之前雅各书所讲的内容。
Let's review what we have learned before in the book of James.
好，麻烦你帮我往下走哈。好，上一次从第一章开始呢，我们看见这个有神这个借着雅各书给我们的一些的教导。
From chapter one, we've seen how God has give us some teachings through the book of James.
所以首先我们要记得呢，这个作者是耶稣的弟兄。
So first, we should remember that the author of this book is the brother of Jesus.
他本来是不信不信耶稣基督是那个弥赛亚的。
He didn't believe in Jesus at first.
但是当他见到复活的主之后呢，他就成了一个跟随主的仆人。
But because he saw the resurrected Jesus, he became a brother of Jesus and became a follower in the.
他不但是跟随了耶稣。
He not only followed Jesus.
他最后呢，借着他的殉道的死，活出了他那个信心的真实。
But in the end, demonstrated his living faith with his death.
然后他接下来在经文里面告诉我们，试炼可以让我们基督徒得着一个完全的生命。
And later in the verse, he taught us that trials produces perfect life.
他也告诉我们这样子的信心，要学习这样的信心，而不要心怀二意。
And he taught us to learn the faith and do not be double-minded.
然后他最后甚至用比较严肃的口吻说，你们不要自欺，如果我们只是听神的道而不行道，神的道对我们是没有益处的。
And later he taught us in a serious tone that we do not be deceived.God's word does not profit us if we don't do what it commands us.
上一次的时候，我们从第一章的最后结尾的26、27节开始讲起，就讲到那个真的敬虔是来自于一种敬畏神、怕神的一种的态度，以至于它会反映在我们的行为上面。
Last time we started from chapter 1:26-27.And we learned that religious or pious, it's comes from the God-fearing heart.
所以这种的真敬虔会告诉我们不可以按外貌来待人。
And it taught us that we should not discriminate against others based on their appearances.
特别是面对这个在群众当中的那些贫穷的弟兄姐妹。
Especially facing the poor in the community.
而且要知道，神要按着我们是不是有一个怜悯的心，在末世的时候要来审判我们。
And understood that God will judge us based on the mercy we have in ourselves in the end.
所以从这个地方开始。
So from here.
我们看见雅各就把这种避免这种按外貌待人偏这个恶待这个穷人这样子的一个说法。扩张到我们今天的这个信息。
We see that the favoritism against the poor expands in today's passage.
然后呢，就看见他告诉我们说，这个作为一个基督徒，他应该怎么样来根据他的信心来活出他的这个信仰。
And we can see that he taught us how to be a Christian by acting in accordance with their faith.
因为这段的经文其实不是太难，所以我就把这个它的基本的这个结构把它这个放给大家看。
Because of verse isn't too hard, so I just break it up for our to see.
所以第一个部分基本上是讲到这个信心没有行为是死的。
So the first part is talking about that faith without action is dead and cannot be saved.
然后第二段的时候呢，雅各用一个假想的谈话的对手，来说明这个信心和行为是不可以分开的。
And second, James created an illustration and claimed that faith and work cannot be separated.
圣经的学者 Douglas Moo 呢，他用一个这个像树状的这个结构来描述这一段的经文。
A Bible scholar Moo has
this tree-like hierarchical structure.
Like used a hierarchy structure to describe this verse.
这个不是很这个英文的部分，我们看一下中文的这个 slide 好不好？所以它大致上就是分成这个一开始它是有一个这个我们说破题法，就介绍它这一段经文它的主题，就是信仰呢，我们的信心没有这个行为，它是不能够拯救我们的。
So first to introduce the theme of the verse that faith without deeds cannot actually save us.
然后接下来它举例子。说如果是这样子的话呢，这样子的信心有什么用处呢？
And second, he gives an example. If it's like that, then how is this faith going to work?
十七节他做了一个这样子的结论，就是信心如果只有他自己单独存在的话，而没有行为来伴随的话呢，他其实是死的。
In verse 17, he claimed that faith without deeds is actually dead.
十八节开始的时候，就是刚才讲到，他假设了一个人跟他对话，而这个对话的人是反对他的。
Starting from verse 18, and he says he talks about a story where he talks to a person who shows disagreement with him.
这个对话的这个人呢，他就说信心和行为是可以分开的。
The person says that faith and work is separable.
所以雅各就用了十八节的后半段一直到第二十六节来回答这个反对者的论述。
So James uses from verse 18 to the end to disagree with him.
而在他这个文章的这个结构里面，二十节和二十六节呢，这个前后。就用了一种这种中文也许叫做假心式的这个结构来表明它主要的信息，就是信心没有行为是毫无用处的。
And both in verse 20 and verse 26, he highlights that faith without deeds is useless.
然后呢，他中间这个用了亚伯拉罕和拉合的比喻来支持他的论点。
And in between, he uses the example of Abraham and Rahab to support his claims.
而在中间第二十四节的时候，他就特别讲说，我们的称义是需要这个行为和信心两者。
And in verse 24, he says that justification requires faith and works.
好，我们现在再进一步的如果可以的话，请你把你的圣经打开。我们要稍微看一下它里面的经文的内容。
Please open up the Bible and we'll look more into the verses.
因为这个上面这个经文的内容是比较字是比较小的。
Because we have smaller fonts.
第十四节这个地方呢，他首先提出了两个问题。
In verse 14, he first raised two questions.
而这两个问题呢，其实都是这个。不需要答案的那种问题。
But they are both rhetorical questions.
它实际上就是不问自明的一种的问题。
The questions require no answers.
而它实际上是这个问题是期待着一种负面的这个回答。
These questions expect negative answers.
所以它其实也只是用一个不同的方法来说这个。信心没有行为就不能够救你。
So they're actually just using a different way of saying that faith without works cannot save you.
哇，这下这个很快的我们就会需要知道这个似乎听起来好像跟我们平常所知道的这个信心可以 只要信心就可以来救我们的这个想法似乎是有点不太一样。
And it's a bit different than the common hearing that we hear about saying that we can just be saved with faith itself.
但是稍微要注意一下第十四节这个地方的后半段所讲的这个信心，这个他说这个这信心能救他吗的那个信心，他是没有一个冠他是有一个冠词在那个地方的。
Do know that the word faith in verse 14 has an article before it.
换句话说呢，雅各在这里不是讲说，整体来讲信心不能够救你。
So James is not saying that faith cannot save you in general.
他乃是说，这个信心或者是那个信心，指的就是前面他所讲的那个信心是不能够救你。
He's saying that there is a specific kind of faith that the one he was talked before that cannot save you.
哪一种的信心呢？
So what kind of faith was it?
就是那些只有信心却没有行为的那一种信心。
It's the faith without work.
那么到了第十五节、十六节的地方，他就这个有用一种比较像嘲讽的语气，来举了这样子的例子。
So when we come to verse 15 and 16, James here is using a teasing way.
然后呢，这个讲到如果弟兄姐妹有需要日用的饮食，我们却只是说平平安安的去吧，愿你们穿得暖，吃得饱，却不给他们身体所需用的，这有什么益处呢？
So he's saying, suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. One of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs. What good is it?
然后呢，我想这样子的说明，我其实对大部分人来讲是非常容易明白的。
And this explanation is easy to understand for most.
就好像如果有一个这个建筑师。
Let's say if there's an architect.
他能够记得他的那个建筑蓝图里面的所有的细节。
He knows every detail of architecture.
但是光是记得那些细节，他并不会成为一栋房屋能够来使需要遮风避雨的人住在其中。
But these details won't help him to build a roof. That can provide someone who needs a shelter.
或者是有一个人他能够记得这个怎么样做这个美食，他有这样子一个食谱，他完全可以从头到尾把都背出来。
Or there's like another person who knows every detail of a recipe.
我最近就是学做卤牛肉啊。
I learned how to do the stewed beef recently.
这个宁康说我这个是不对的，说牛腱拿来以后要切三块，然后这个放到快锅里面去炖，他说不能够切三块，要整个卤。
So 宁康 says that I can't cut the beef into three pieces and then put it in the pot, I need to put it in as a whole.
但是我真的是把那个食谱是照着 Google 上面给我全部背起来了。
But I looked at the recipe on Google.
但是我可以告诉你，如果我只是把这个食谱背会的话
，But if I only has memorized the recipe，
我并不能把那个并不表示有它不会让这个食物呢自动出现在这个桌子上面，让肚子饿的人来吃。
That doesn't mean that the food will just appear on the table and let the hungry people to eat it。
所以我想雅各的这个比喻呢，这个从我们实际的生活里面我们其实都能够非常的认可或者是了解。
So based on that, I believe that we could understand James' usage of this verse.
然后到了第十八节、十九节的时候，雅各呢，他就开始用一个假想的这个谈话的对手来进一步的。来阐明他的想法。
And in verse 18 and 19, James describes a hypothetical person who argued that faith and works cannot be separated.
他讲到这个人，他说信心和行为是独立可以分开来的。
He says that the faith and work can be separated.
而且呢，这个人很可能他在神学上是有非常好的、非常准确的认识。
And he might be accurate in theology.
就好像他后面举的那个例子一样，说即使这个魔鬼他也深信这个神只有一位。
But James later pointed out that the demon also believed that there is only one God.
只有一位神，这个是在犹太人当中被视为最重要的一个这个他们的信仰的核心。
In Jews, God, there's only one God, is the center of their belief.
他们被称为 Shema, 这个字就是说，这个神只有一位，这个是他们要反复背诵的，这个复诵的一个他们的重要的信仰的核心。
They call it as Shema, and they repeatedly respond to the belief.
所以是他们的所谓的最正统的信仰的内容。
So that's their most centered belief.
也许就像我们今天说这个因信称义，对我们今天的基督徒一样，我们认为这是我们核心的信仰。
Just like what we're saying today, that faith itself will save us.
但是呢，雅各却在这个地方说，这个单有这样子正确的信仰，其实是不能够来拯救我们。
But James pointed out that only this faith will not be able to save us.
甚至这些正确的信仰都不能够单单的成为我们行为的一个基础。
And these beliefs won't even act as foundations for our works.
然后接下来我们就要进到最后的一个大的段落，但是它的内容其实也是相当的简单。
And now we look at the last paragraph, verse 20 to 26.
从第二十节到第二十六节。他就前后用了同样一反复的一句话来提醒我们。
From verse 20 to 26, he repeatedly telling us that.
这个他就说，如果信心没有行为，他是死的。
Faith without deeds is useless.
这个里面的细节的这个讨论，我们今天可能暂时这个他举的例子，我们今天可能不会进行，不会仔细的来看。
We might not go into the details and the examples that he provided today.
但是整体的来说，保罗今这雅各他今天所讲的这个内容，他的重点其实是很清楚的。
But in general, what James talked about, it's fairly easy to understand.
如果你看他的句子里面，他讲到行为这个字的时候，他出现了12次。
If you look at the word work, it appeared 12 times in today's passage.
所以我们可以看见，对他来讲，他是要试着强调，在信心里面，我们要有行为它的必须性。
So there's no doubt that James is emphasizing the importance of works in our faith.
但是很多人在这个时候很可能就会想说，哎，慢一点，慢一点。
But many people will say like, well, slow down.
保罗岂不是曾经告诉我们说，我们得救是怎么样啊？我们得救是保罗是怎么说的？保罗说我们得救是什么？是因着什么？因为神的恩典，也是借着我们的信，是不是这样子 ？OK， 我们看经文就晓得。
But didn't Paul say that we're saved by grace and through faith alone?
所以我们现在要来仔细看我们平常容易认为和雅各和保罗有冲突的经文。今天我们要仔细的稍微来看一下。
So we will now look at the contradictions between Paul's teaching and James' teaching.
已经出现在那里了。这个以弗所书的第二章第八节开始。
In Ephesians 2.
我不晓得你们看得见看不见那个字啊。可以吗？
如
果要你读，你读的还是你可以看手上的圣经第二章第八节这个开始。
It starts from chapter 2 verse 8.
到第十节。
To verse 10.
不好意思，我们用中文来念一次。如果你念英文的话，请你就自己读，自己在私下看一下。
We will be reading in Mandarin.
好，请 你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在耶稣里造成的，
为要叫我们行事，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
好，还有在罗马书有一个比较短的一段的经文啊，讲到称义啊，也是非常有名的一句话，罗马书第三章的第28节。
And there is also a short verse in Romans 3, and talking about justified by faith. It's in chapter 3, verse 28.
那我们就一起来读3章28节，请。所以我们看定了，人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。好，那么我们现在就要反过来看，在雅各书里面怎么看怎么说我们的信心、行为和称义。
And now we will look back in James and say how he talks about our faith and work.
我们要看第二章的第14节和第24节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 14 and 24.
好，我们先看2章14节，我们要一起来读。请，我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？第24节。
Verse 24.
请，这样看来，人称义是因的行为，不是单因的信。那么在这个地方，有一个在表面上，起码在表面上是明显而且是直接的冲突。
And there's a contradiction as it seemed.
但是实际上它的冲突没有我们想象的这么大。
But actually, the contradiction isn't that big.
Douglas Moo 呢，他给我们有一个这样子一个简单的总结。
As Moo summarized in his commentary.
他是这样说的：保罗和雅各的差别呢，在于行为和悔改的顺序。
He says that the difference between James and Paul lies mainly in the order of works and repentance.
保罗否认悔改之前的行为有任何功效。
Paul denies work is prerequisite to our repentance.
但是雅各他却恳切地呼吁，在悔改之后，行为是绝对有必要。
But James said that work is necessary after one's repentance.
这个解释明白吗？
Do you understand the explanation?
好，所以保罗他所说的话，雅各说的话，他们是在针对不同的群体，在不同的信仰的阶段里面。
So, Paul and James were actually facing different group of people, like in their different stage of faith.
我们接下来呢，要看看保罗自己。在面对雅各的这个教导的时候，他的反应会是什么样子
？Now we'll see what Paul reacts to James' teaching.
时间有点紧张，所以我们看一下这些经文的段落，我们可能只抽其中的几句话看，但是希望你们有机会看他的整段的这个经文。
Because we're fairly tight in time, so we'll only look at specific verses in the Bible, but I hope if you have time, you can read through the whole chapters.
但是很重要，我们要看圣经里面的经文，并且试着重新来追溯这个初代教会里面雅各和这个保罗之间他们思想上的一些的这个对话。
Let's look at the verse and see how Paul and James has the conversation in mind.
好，首先是在使徒行传的第21章17-21节。
First in Acts 21 verse 17-22。
然后呢在这个地方我们看见在初代教会里面在犹太人的基督徒当中，对保罗一直有一个长期的一种的他的对保罗的教导有一个误解。
We see that the believers usually have a misinterpretation misinterpretation with Paul's teaching.
我们不晓得这种的错误的认识是有意的还是无意的。
We do not really know if this misinterpretation is good or bad.
他们认为保罗是教导这些的信徒不需要有好的生活的行为。
They believe that Paul's teaching is saying that the followers does not need to have a lawful life.
这件事情反映在有一次他回到耶路撒冷，雅各碰到他的时候跟他讲的一段话。
This reflects in when Paul arrived in Jerusalem and James said one word.
所以在第二十一节的地方，我们只看第二十一节，他是这样子说的：他们听见人说你教训一切在外邦的犹太人离弃摩西，对他们说不要给孩子行割礼，也不要行条规。
So in chapter 21, verse 21, they're saying that they have been informed that you teach all the Jews who live among the Gentiles to turn away from Moses, telling them not to circumcise their children or live in accordance with our customs.
这时候雅各心里面就忧心忡忡，因为他不愿意保罗在这个他们的当中成为一个造成一个冲突点。
And James was worried because and he does not want Paul to create a contradiction in themselves.
所以这样子的一个问题，就是对保罗的有意见的这个问题，是存在在初代教会里面的。
And so the problem is exists in early churches.
所以接下来我们要看加拉太书第二章的地方，第九节到第十节。
We'll look at Galatians chapter 2 from verse 9 to 10.
所以在那一段的经文前面，他讲到他跟这个当时教会的领袖谈他在外地传教的时候他的信仰的内容。
So he talks with the context of his faith when he was doing the missionary works.
这些教会耶路撒冷教会的领袖对他的教导都没有任何的这样子的问题。
The leaders in Jerusalem has no questions toward his teaching.
然后这些教会的领袖他们就认可也祝福保罗在外邦人当中传福音的这样子的事工。
And the leaders accept and toward the missionary works that he did in Gentiles.
但是很有意思的是，他这一段的经文到了第十节的地方，他很特别的把一件事情把它特别提出来。
But interestingly, as it reaches verse 10, he mentions specifically one special thing.
他第十节是这样说的：只是愿意我们，指的是保罗他们，纪念穷人，这也是我本来热心去行的。
He says that all they asked was that we should continue to remember the poor, the very thing I had been eager to do all along.
你要想一想，他们谈话的内容很多。我相信，彼得、雅各也提醒可能跟他有很多的提醒，但是保罗在这个地方单单提出来这一件。要纪念穷人这件事情。
They must have had many other conversations, but Paul has pointed out that they should remember the poor.
所以保罗把这一点他们所提醒的这一点记在心里。
So Paul took this remember to heart.
不但如此，他也把他所听到的在他的生活，在他的服事里面实践出来。
And he also put it into actions.
我们接下来看哥林多前书十六章。
Let's look at Corinthians 1, chapter 16.
Yeah, 哥林多前书十六章第一节，一直到第四节。
Verse 1 to verse 4.
所以在那个地方他就讲到要这些的信徒预备好他们这个为耶路撒冷的穷人所做的奉献。
So he was talking about that the followers should have a collection for the poor.
所以在第三章的后半段他就说把你们的捐资送到耶路撒冷去。
So in verse 3, he was saying that, and send them with your gift to Jerusalem.
不但那时候跟这个哥林多的教会讲，他其实也跟在这个Macedonia 在马其顿那里的教会也是这样子讲。
He also talked about this with the churches in Macedonia.
Yeah, 所以如果你看罗马书十五章的时候。
So let's look at Romans 15.
下面的。
Chapter 15.
十五章的二十五节到第二十七节的时候，他就讲到他要去他要到耶路撒冷，要去攻击圣徒，在在第二十五节的那个地方。
In verse 25, he talks that he is on his way to Jerusalem in the service of the Lord's people.
在最后二十七节的最后的那个地方，他说把养生之物供给他们。
In the end of verse 27, he was saying that and share with them with material blessings.
所以保罗像我们刚才所说的，他对于耶路撒冷教会雅各拉彼得这些人的提醒。是放在心上。
Paul has kept in mind the teachings from Peter or James.
所以呢，他不单只是听了以后，好像我听到。
So he was not just saying like, oh, I got this.
他用了很多的时间来鼓励那些外邦的教会。那些教会主要是外邦人的那些教会来加入他和他一起的努力来帮助在耶路撒冷那些穷苦的贫穷的这些的基督徒。
He spent a lot of time with the followers from Gentiles to encourage them to follow him and give support to the poor.
但是他的这种的善行不但只是一种的慈善的表现。
His support was not just a kind of charity.
实际上他背后是回应出像我们今天所要看的一段的所看的这一段经文，它是反映出我们基督徒的信仰。
So it reflects our Christian's faith.
接下来我们要看的这一段的经文，希望你们能够有机会仔细的去读它，很有意思的一段经文。
Now, if you have time, please like read it carefully because it's really interesting. The next verse we're going to talk about.
在哥林多后书的第九章。
In Second Corinthians, chapter 9.
这里看起来好像是讲到说我们奉献该如何如何。
It looks like it was talking about how we're supposed to offer.
这里面很多我们熟悉的这些的经文。
A lot of familiar verses.
这个要按本心所酌定的，不要作难，在第七节，不要勉强，因为捐的乐意的是神所喜悦的。
In verse 7, it says that each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
所以我们在讲到奉献、教导奉献的时候，我们就常常会提到这段的经文。
So when we teach about offering, we often refer to this verse.
但是跟我们今天比较有关系的是在它后面的一节经文。
But what relates to our topic, it's the verse after that.
我们试着从这个第十二节开始看，不好意思，也许我还是从十节开始就整个的看过好了，十节一直到最后的十三节的地方。
Let's look at the verse 10 to verse 13.
你们是不是你们听我念好了，如果你们看不见的话，好，这里是这样讲的，他说，那是。种给撒种的，赐粮给人吃的，必多多加增你们种地的种子，又增添你们仁义的果子，叫你们凡事富足，可以多多施舍，就借着我们使感谢归于神。第十二节开始要仔细看了，因为办这供给的事，不但补圣徒的缺乏，而且使许多人越发感谢神。感谢什么东西呢？十四节、十三节，他们从这供给的事上得了凭据，知道你们承认基督，顺服他的福音，多多的捐钱给他们和众人， 便将荣耀归于神。
So it says from verse 10, Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge a harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. And starting from verse 12, the service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else.
当耶路撒冷的信徒看见这些外邦的信徒，他们乐意的为他们奉献的时候，他们看见什么东西？
When the followers in Jerusalem sees that the predominantly Gentiles is willing to offer for them, what will they see?
他们看见的是他们真的相信了耶稣基督。
They see that they really believed in Jesus Christ.
他们的信心，他们对耶稣基督的信心，反映在他们的乐善好施之事的事情上面。
Their faith in Jesus Christ reveals from their work.
简单的讲，他们的善行是他们信心的证实。
Easily saying that, their work is a proof of their faith.
所以对保罗来讲，信心和行为是不能够分开来的。
So for Paul, faith and work cannot be separated.
这里就来到加拉太书第五章第五节第六节是我很喜欢的一段的经文。
And it goes to Galatians chapter 5, verse 5 to 6.
好，这个大家应该可以看得见，那我们就一起来念。
Let's read it together.
好，请。我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心，
等候所盼望的义。原来在基督耶稣里，受割礼不受割礼却无功效，唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
所以也难怪保罗在这里会这样子说，他说唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
So there is no surprise that Paul says here that the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love.
什么样的信心才有功效呢？
What kind of faith works?
是那种能够推动我们仁爱的心的那种信才有用。
The ones that can could encourage us to express our love and faith.
这个字我们需要这个 expression 这个字我们要稍微再多看一下。
We'll look more into the word expression.
这个在中文里面它是把它翻译成生发。在 NIV 里面。
NIV is translated it into
expressing. Expressing, yeah. 那在这个 ESV 里面呢，它的翻译就比较按照字面的意思就翻译成这个工作中。
But in ESV, it translated into working.
所以它这个字在这个生发仁爱心的这个生发呢，它其实是两个字的合并，在原来的文字里面是两个字的合并。
So in here, it's actually a combination of the two words.
是在，然后工作中，在工作，整个合起来就是一个这个 present particle 这个是现在式的分词作为形容词用。Anyway, 所以它这个实际上是后面是讲这个字呢，我最主要的是讲当这个生发仁爱的生发这个字，它里面这个 work 这个字实际上就是在我们今天看到的雅各书里面我说已出现了12次的那个行为这个字。
So what I'm trying to say is that the word work here, it's the same word it appeared 12 times in our passage today.
当雅各在讲到说行为非常重要的时候这个信心不能够没有行为的时候。
So when Paul is saying that true faith cannot be separated from work,
保罗用另外一个方法讲说什么样的行为才有效呢？
Paul used another way and says that what kind of work actually works?
是那些能够使你开始产生一种信心的工作，仁爱的工作的那种信心。
It's those ones which can actually encourage you to have works from love.
啊，顺便提一下，你可以甚至看见保罗讲到那个公义这个观念的时候，在第五节那里讲。
So let's look at verse 5.
他那里讲到说等候所盼望的义。
It talks about a wait for by faith in the righteousness.
保罗在这个地方使用的这个公义跟他平常讲到因信称义的那个义用法又不一样。
Paul uses a different usage of righteousness.
他在这个地方所用的这个将来的那个公义其实是更接近雅各他们这些传统犹太人使用的公义指向未来在上帝面前我们会有一个公义的审判的那个公义。
This righteousness is actually closely related to what James talks about as the righteousness before God in the end.
所以我们可以做这样子的一个简单的结论，就是雅各和保罗他们在信心跟行为之间的这个关系，他们两个是站在是有同样的看法的。
So we may conclude that both Paul and James are in agreement that believers must have works to show our faith.
他们都相信所有的信徒、基督徒，也就是你和我。
They believe that Christians like you and me.
我们必须有行为来反映出我们的信心的真实。
We must have works to show our faith.
不但是他们有这样子的看法。
Not only they have these ideas.
圣经新约里面很多其他的作者也都有反映出同样的想法。
Other books in the New Testament also talks about the same idea.
我们可以看见这个施洗约翰他说你们要结出果子与悔改的信心悔改的心相称。
We can see that John the Baptist talks that produce fruit in keeping with repentance.
下一页。再下来 OK 好再下来那这个使徒约翰他也说我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上总要在行为和诚实上
And John in verse 18 says that let us not love with words or speech but with actions and in truth
而在马太福音里面讲到耶稣的一段话是这样说的
And in books of Matthew's when it talks about Jesus.
16节他说凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
In verse 16 it says that by their fruit you will recognize them.
20节又重复了一次说凭他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
And in verse 20 it repeats that by their fruit you will recognize them.
所以这种要借着我们的行为来反映出我们的真实的信心的观点在整本的旧约里面是普遍的一种的想法。
We should show our faith through work, and it's a common knowledge in the book of Old Testament.
我们现在今天要结束之前我当然要很让大家很清楚的知道。
But before we end today, I want to let us all understand.
雅各没有这样子说，我也没有这样子说。
That James didn't say this, and neither do I.
我们没有说你应该要试着装出在外表上面装出你们有信心的样子。
We're not saying that you should pretend to be faithful.
好像能够显示出这个我们生命里面是内心里面是真的是一个有爱心而且是有怜悯的人。
And pretend in a way that shows that we really have love in ourselves.
因为我们实际上真正需要的是我们的生命里面能够有这样子的改变，以至于我们当我们像刚才诗歌里面说，我们要一生学习耶稣基督的样式之后，我们生命能够自然的流露出这些好的行为。
But it's that we should let our lives to review the good behaviors just naturally through ourselves.
其实马丁路德讲了一段话，其实很能够反映出这样子的想法。
Actually, Martin Luther talks about a passage that can actually reflect this idea.
这很有意思的是，马丁路德其实并不是很看重雅各书的。
It's interestingly that Martin Luther didn't really pay much attention to the book of James.
而在改教时期，在改教的时候呢，他也是你知道，他是坚决主张因信称义的这个改革者。
And he heavily supports the idea of faith faith saves us itself.
然后呢，这个但是他在这个写罗马书的这个注释书的序言里面是这样子说的。
But he writes that.
在这个罗马书的序言里面
from his preface to Romans.
他是这样说，等一下你再念英文哈，中文他是这样说，这信心是活跃的，忙碌的，积极而有力，他不可能不经常行善，他不问这好事是否该做，在问这个问题之前他已经完成了，并且做个不停。无论何人若不如此行，就不是信徒。那种人他东张西望寻找信心和好行为，却不知信心为何物或行为是什么。他用了许多的话说了又说，空谈信心和好行为。
He says that, oh, it is a living, busy, active, mighty thing, this faith. It is possible for it not to be doing good things incessantly. It does not ask whether good works are to be done, but before the question is asked, it has already done this, and is constantly doing them. Whoever does not do such works, however, is an unbeliever. He gropes and looks around for faith and good works,but knows neither what faith is nor what good works are. Yet he talks and talks with many words about faith and good works.
是的，我们要小心，不要太过急促的用一个人外表的行为来评断一个人。
Yes, we should not simply judge someone by their appearances and their actions that showed outside.
但是圣经给我们的教导是，用外表来评估一个人的内心是合理的。
But Bible has taught us that uses appearances to judge someone's heart is reasonable.
当这个我们称赞那个寡妇给那个两个小钱的时候，说她将她养生的全部献上的时候 ，there's a widow who gave up the his the life supporting money. 耶稣基督在那个地方是因为他的内心受到称赞。
And it's because of his it's because of her heart that she was praised.
但是他的内心之所以能够被看见，是因为他们是看见他把他的那个两个小钱放在这个奉献的这个箱子里面。
But we can see her heart is because of her offering that she gives up all she had.
我说这礼拜有一件有一两件事情，我觉得很有意思发生。
There are a couple of things that were interesting that happened in this week.
这礼拜本来是文静和吴涛应该要领诗的，对不对？
This week, 文静和吴涛 was supposed to lead the worship.
但是他们生病，所以他们就在这个圈里面发了这个求救信啊。
Because they were sick, they were sending the emergency alert in the group chat.
所以呢，也许像我就会说，你们平平安的去吧，这个上帝会帮助你们的。
So someone like me might say, like, just go and God will just help you.
不过还好，这个像这个俊丽啦，这个像刘刘啦，像这个 Navin 啦，他们愿意把这样子的工作接下来。
But fortunately, like Junli, Navin and Liu Liu are willing to take the work.
然后呢，这礼拜我们当中 原来担任这个翻译的这些弟兄姐妹都太忙了。
And this week, who are supposed to be the translator today were really busy.
所以我们就临时跟这个 Angela 说，那你要不要来试试看呢、啊、
So I'm here.
所以这个当然啦，他本来也可以说，哎，你们不用担心啊，这个神会看顾着一切事情。
So I could like say like don't just worry too much and God will watch over everything.
但是他却说，这个虽然我非常的紧张，但是我愿意试试看。
But I said even though I'm really nervous, but I'm willing to try it out.
其实我也很紧张。所以我们感谢神，我们的教会弟兄姐妹在信心和行为上面，我们看见两者一起都要能够有的这样子一个平衡的一个态度。
So thanks to God that we see work and faith balances in our brothers and sisters.
还记得我一开始跟你讲的那个故事吗
？Remember the story I told you in the beginning?
就是这个陈妈妈在这个祷告会之前问的跟我问这个问题。
The questions that Auntie Chen asked me before the prayers meeting.
基督徒不是这个有好行为不是应该的吗
？Isn't good behavior and must to be a Christian?
在那个时候我大概30出头。
I was a little bit over 30 at that time.
也读了几本神学的书。
And armed with a little bit of theological knowledge.
我就说，当然不需要了。
And I said, of course not.
现在每一次这个走过这个停车场的时候
，And every time I walked across a parking lot,
我都还可以听见我当时讲话那个声音在那边回响。
I can still hear my voice echoing in the parking lot.
这个好像在嘲笑我说。真的吗？你这个虚浮的人啊
！Like saying, really, you foolish person.
这个，也许是这个，我现在比较老了。
Maybe it's because I'm older now.
所以我比较知道我的问题不是在于我知道的真理太少。
So I'm aware that my problem is not about I know too less about the truth of the faith.
我主要的问题乃是在于我的实践远远赶不上我所知道该做的事情。
But the problem is more about a lacking of actions.
我不晓得你们是在什么样的状况里面。
I don't know what stage you're in.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们这时候要这个。请你们眼睛闭起来的时候让圣灵在你们心里面向你们说话。
May the Holy Spirit speak to you when you close your eyes.
看我们生命里面我们的信心在哪些方面需要被实践出来。
Look at where our faith should work out in our lives.
我们在静默当中我们聆听神借着圣灵向我们说话。
We listen to the words of God through the verses.
This also in our heart,
say to God, and we say to God in our heart,
we are willing to use some
specific
ways in our life to practice.
What are actions are we willing to do to practice our faith in our lives?
父神，我们把今天雅各给我们的话放在我们的心里。
Heavenly Father, we put what James has taught us in our heart.
就好像保罗听到这样子的信息一样。
Just like how Paul listened to the teaching.
他不但只是嘴上说说而已。
He not only put it as lip service, lip works.
他同时也在他的生活里面把它实践出来。
But acted out in his lives.
愿你继续向我们说话。
May you continuously speak to us.
继续在我们的生命里面，让我们活出这样子的信仰。
Continuously let us practice this faith and live in your faith in our lives.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名，我们这样子祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.